The Johnson Wax Program. Good evening, everyone. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Marion and Jim as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra open the show with Everybody Calls It Swing. Call it Ted.
Everybody calls it swing. Back 1903, ragtime was a novelty, but it's been modernized, I see. Everybody calls it swing. Rhythm never changes much, it stays about the same. And though swing deserves its fame, it's the same old jazz with a brand new name. And if you hear somebody shout, swing it, brother, swing it out, it's rhythm that they're talking about. Everybody calls it swing.
Last week, I told you about Johnson's 50th anniversary free gift offer to car owners. Probably the most generous free offer ever made by an auto polish manufacturer. Already, the response to this offer is very great. The special anniversary package, now on display at your dealers, contains a full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax and a regular pint-size can of Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish. You get the can of wax free when you buy the cleaner, and the price is only 59 cents. This free offer is made to help celebrate the 50th anniversary of S.C. Johnson & Son, Incorporated. The supply of these packages is strictly limited. So see your auto supply dealer, service station, or regular wax dealer before he is sold out. Remember, you get the full-size can of wax free. Well, here's a job that just seems to fit our heroes. They're working on a sightseeing bus, acting as guides to New York's Chinatown. And here, standing on a corner trying to get a full busload before they start out, we find our old friends, Fibber McGee and Molly.
Hey, Molly, give me that megaphone a minute.
Here, Rudy.
Ladies and gentlemen, right this way for a personally conducted tour through Chinatown. See the Chinese temples.
The what? Where are the Chinese temples?
Right in front of their ears. See the opium dens.
There ain't any, McGee. Well,
can I help it if this sales talk was written in 1902? The bus leaves right away, folks, for tour of Chinatown. See the hangouts of the underworld. See the headquarters of the An Leongs and the Hip Sings.
That's Mae West Tong, isn't it?
Huh?
The Hip Swings?
Room for a few more passengers, folks. Only a dollar and a half to see the mysteries and wonders of the Orient right at your door. See the bazaars and the Josh houses.
McGee, what is a Josh house?
It's a hotel for comedians. How'd you do, sis? You were looking for the bus to Chinatown?
How long does the trip take?
Hour and a half, including lunch.
Oh, do they serve lunch in Chinatown?
You betcha, sis. Cup of tea and a tong sandwich. Don't you get it, Molly? I says.
Ain't funny, Molly.
Okay.
The bus leaves right away, ma'am.
Oh, is it perfectly safe?
Safe? Why, shucks, sis. We only lost one customer all week. He was found floating down the river.
Oh, he got murdered?
No, he got tired of waiting and took the Weehawken ferry. Just take the front seat there, sis. We'll be leaving right away. All right, folks, a thrilling trip through Chinatown. See the Bowery. See where Al Smith was born. Where he went to school.
Where he took a walk.
See the Prosperity Cathedral.
What is the Prosperity Cathedral?
A little church around the corner. Yes, sir, folks. Bus is about ready to go. Don't miss Tammany Hall.
Who would?
That red man interrupting me all the time. Now I forgot the rest of the sales talk and I'll have to start over.
Heavenly days. Here we haven't even started and you're out of gas.
Excuse me, laddie.
Okay, bud, what's on your mind? Would you like to see Chinatown? Gorgeous Chinese gals? Underground passages?
Aye, and about these underground passages, how long would they be?
Why, some of them is a block long, bud.
And how much would you be charging for the trip?
$1.50. You want to go?
I wouldn't have been such a fool, laddie. Pay 6 shillings to see an underground passage only a block long, and I can be taking the subway to the Bronx for a nickel? Good day, dear.
Let's be starting.
I'll wait till I get a couple more passengers, Molly. We got to make expenses.
Okay, folks. Step right this way for the sightseeing trip to Chinatown. See the famous Chinese theater. Chinese actors, Chinese scenery.
Oh, pardon me, mister, but what's playing at the Chinese theater now?
She done him Wong.
Right this way, folks. Meet the mayor of Chinatown, Mr. Max Goldberg. See the beautiful yellow girls. The Queen of Chinatown.
What's her name, Sun Tan?
Be quiet.
The bus leaves right away, folks. See where Irving Berlin got his start in the heart of Chinatown as a singing waiter.
There's Parker Gibbs standing over there, the waiting singer.
Yes, sir, folks, come with us and hear the incense burning and smell them temple bells.
What?
I mean, see where the Bo Hao Dois held their last hatchet fight.
Do you remember what the laundryman from New Orleans said to the chop suey man from Albany as he hit him with a hatchet?
What did he say?
What did he say?
Pardon my southern axe head.
Right this way, folks. Right this way, folks. The bus is leaving right away.
Excuse me once more, please, but would you tell me, what is the yellow peril?
Stepping in front of taxicab, sis.
Right this way to Chinatown, folks.
Oh, hi there, bud. You China boy?
Sure, me China boy.
What's your name, China boy?
Swing Weems. You taking my boys Chinatown?
You betcha, bud. But how'd you like to have them play something till we fill up the bus?
Okay. Wong bong fin wow. Tang bi ling sui. Sing fui.
Fui.
Fui. Fui.
Fui.
Well, seems to be unanimous. What'd they say, McGee?
I ain't familiar with that particular dialect, Molly. What'd they say, boy?
They say they play where there's you, there's me.
Well, don't forget that 2 weeks cancellation clause. Who sing?
Gibbs, he sing.
Sing long?
Sing song. Sing song long. Sing hot song long. You like?
We like.
A river, there's a fish. Where there's a wishbone, there's a wish. They go together and so do we. Where there's you, there's me. Where there's a valley, there's a hill. Where there's a doctor, there's a pill. They go together and so do we. Where there's you, there's me. Oh, we agree. Like sugar goes with tea, like honey goes with bee. Wherever you go, I go. Where there's a collar, there's a tie. Where there's a secret, there's a spy. They go together and so do we. Where there's you, there's me. Thank you.
Now, here's your Chinatown. Watch your step now, getting out of the bus, and follow me closely. Now, Chinatown here in New York consists of Mott Street, Pell Street, and Doyer Street. Mott Street was named after a Chinese gag man of the 14th century, Bon Mun. Pell Street was... Oh, excuse me, folks. Here comes the mayor of Chinatown, Mr. Harpo. Hiya, Harpo.
Hi, Fib G. Long time no see.
Long time no see you, too, I hope. You worky Chinatown?
No, me worky shiny car. Shiny car with John Singh auto wax. Ah, make it shine very fine.
Don't say phooey, McGee. We've used that.
Okay. What tongs you belong now, Harpo?
Very hot summer. Me belong ice tongs. You excuse me now, please. Me go wax a car. Okay. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
Real funny Chinese he speaks, McGee.
Yeah, I know. You can look into his eyes and see he's got the wrong slant. Okay now, folks. I call your attention to the Chinese curiosity shop on our left.
Oh, look at those cute little carved monkeys.
That's just Ted Weems' orchestra, sis. They're always there.
Oh, no, no. In the window. You know, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil.
That ain't what we call them in Chinatown, sis. We call them Long Wow, Ting Wo, and Sang Blue.
Oh, what does that mean?
That means pipe down, don't look now, and that ain't the way I heard it. Now, folks. Now, we'll be glad to wait here in the curio shop, folks, while you select your purchases.
Well, pardon me again, but can you read Chinese?
Read Chinese? Why, fluently, sis. Why?
Well, will you please read this label for me on this little vase?
Let's see it. Oh, yes. It says, Toi Ling Si Fu Bang Fu Lui Tang. That means first class jade from the island of Slum.
If you hold it upside down, it says made in Hoboken.
Be careful, sis. It must have been smuggled through the Holland Tunnel.
Oh, dear, smuggled. I simply must have it.
Say, Molly, you ain't met the proprietor of this shop, have you?
No, who is he?
Charlie Chance, the mayor of Chinatown.
Well, that makes seven mayors of Chinatown we've seen. Is everybody a mayor here?
Oh, no, not everybody. There's a waiter in the restaurant across the street that's never been mayor. He ain't thought of it yet. Oh, here comes Charlie Chance now. Hi there, Charlie. Charlie, I want you to meet the wife. Molly, this here's Charlie Chance.
How do you do, I'm sure.
Yes, yes, my little lotus flower. Very glad to meet you. Very glad. Yes, nice party of seersuckers. I mean, sightseers you have with you. Yes, very nice.
My, you speak real good Englishman for a Chinaman.
Thank you, yes, very good English. But I tell you, I don't happen to be Chinese. It's just a touch of yellow jaundice. Yes.
That's too bad.
I'm sorry, sir.
Yes, yes. Well, is there anything I can sell you, my little water lily?
No, thanks.
I don't think so, Charlie. We got to take these mugs around and show them the opium dens.
Quite so, quite so. The opium dens. Uh-huh. Yes, very interesting, the opium dens. But don't stay there too long, if you please.
Why not? Is it dangerous?
No, but my friend Louis Singh next door wants to put his potatoes back in them, yes. Awful nuisance, he says, to take those potatoes out for every bunch of tourists that comes along. Yeah.
You see, Molly, they ain't really opium dens, are they, Charlie?
Well, they're just as genuine as my jade bracelets. More so, I might say. Very glad to have met you, Mrs. McGee. Very glad. Yes. As a token of my esteem, please accept this carved ivory cigarette holder.
Oh, well, now that's real nice. I don't smoke, but I've always wanted some real genuine carved ivory.
So have I, yes, yes. Hope to have some, yes. Sometime. Well, in the meantime, bone will have to do, yeah. Now, if you go into the Chinese theater, give my regards to Gui Flung.
Who?
Gui Flung, the mayor of Chinatown, yes.
Another
little thing. Mandarin, you've had a busy day. Come in, come in.
All right, folks. Now for a visit to the Chinese theater and the opium den. Follow me close now.
McGee.
Hmm? What's the matter, Molly?
There's a Chinaman over there that keeps watching you. He looks real mean, too. You see? The one with his hands up his sleeve?
Oh, shucks, don't worry about him, Molly. I know a Chinese fella that kept his arms up his sleeve so long he couldn't get them out.
Yeah?
Yeah. When he applied for his bonus, they had to fingerprint his elbows. All right, folks, right this way now, folks.
Excuse me once again, please. What's playing at the Chinese theater?
They got a Chinese movie, Guy Long Slim.
Guy Long Slim? Yeah.
That's Chinese for the thin man. Right this way, folks, to the Chinese theater. No, wait a minute. Here comes somebody I want you all to meet. a great little character of Chinatown. She's lived here for 60 years. Hi there, Broken Blossom.
Hello, Sunny. Welcome to Chinatown.
Thanks, Blossom. How have you been? How's your old man, or how's your husband?
My husband, he delegate to political convention. His name, Too Long Hui.
Yeah, I heard him.
You know they make me Queen Chinatown, Phoebe?
Go on. I thought they just had mayors down here. How can they have a mayor and a queen at the same time?
Well, Italy got king and deuce. You catch it?
Say, there's something I want to ask you, Broken Blossom.
Lo Quang Tai Bing Hi Wang Tu Ki Yao Hoing.
Meaning what?
Meaning... Okay, Butch.
Well, listen, I just wanted to ask you, B.B., who's that mean-looking Chinaman that's been following us all around? He keeps looking at me.
Heavenly days, McGee, there's three of them.
You see, sis, right over there?
Oh, it's them! It's them! Ah. Hi, Mickey!
Them, huh? Can you beat that, Molly? They're after me for something. Maybe I better call a cop, Molly, huh?
Oh, McGee, we got our duty to do. Quit carrying on and carry on.
Okay, okay. Right this way, folks, to the Chinese theater. Right in this door. Now take seats close to the stage, and I'll tell you something about the theater. In the first place...
Don't please, Molly, watch!
You startled me. McGee, that fellow was hiding behind the seat. What do you want?
I am Impresario, Chinese theater. You catch on?
I catch on. Are we in the way here?
No, no. Side snoopers okay now, but later must glam. Put on big show.
What show is it?
Very fine play. Very happy plot. Ho, ho, ho. Chinese man make a big joke. Broadway comedian, he steal joke. Chinese man, he kill.
Now, wait a minute. You say the plot is that a Broadway comedian steals the jokes from this Chinaman. What's the Chinaman's name?
Goy San.
Just what I thought, Molly. That's an American play, translated.
What play?
Goy Meets Burl. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, before we go any further, Swing Weems and his Chinatown band will play Lazy Weather with Pei Ri Ko Mo and El Mo Tanner. Play, boys.
I'm just full of dreams, of nooks and brooks, and idle fishing streams. Lazy weather, working ain't no good. Now's the time we should twiddle thumbs and whittle wood. Lazy weather, good for nothing time, but joy and love and melody and rhyme. All get together, meet her in the lane. It's lazy weather time again.
Tell you something more about Johnson's generous free gift offer to car owners. You receive free a full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax when you buy the regular pint-size can of Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish. both for only 59 cents, less than the regular price of the cleaner alone. Look for the anniversary free gift package at your dealers. These two products are indispensable to every car owner who values the appearance of his car and who wants to save money on car washings and increase the trade-in value of his car. Johnson's Auto Cleaner and Polish, you remember, cleans and polishes the finish of your car in one operation with a minimum of work and without injury to the finish. It's a creamy liquid, easy to apply. Johnson's Auto Wax is the easy, safe way to protect the finish against weather, road dirt, and the destructive ultraviolet rays of the sun. A car that is Johnson waxed is always new looking. Get your free can of Johnson's Auto Wax without delay, and I really mean without delay because I know how fast they're selling. And the supply is strictly limited. Now, back to the Chinatown Theater, where Fibber and Molly, who are a little nervous about being followed by those Chinese, are bravely muddling through.
Your strict attention, please, folks. Hey, Bud, you're sure we ain't in the way, are we?
No, you go on, speak your peace. I fix you in all this story.
You must have quite a bit of authority around here.
Sure, me high authority. Me mayor of Chinatown.
Mayor of Chinatown?
Another mayor. He must be the night mayor.
Folks, this Chinese theater seats about 300 people.
Hey, Miss McGee.
Heavenly day, Silly Watson, what are you doing here?
Hi, ma'am. How are you, boss? I got a note for you, please, sir.
A note for me, Sil?
Yes, sir.
Who's it from, Silly?
I don't know who it's from, please, ma'am. Man with a little old hatchet, he give me it.
A man with a hatchet give it to you? You hear that, Molly? You hear that?
Stop trembling, McGee. Maybe it was only George Washington.
Give me that note, Sil.
Yeah, sir, here it is, boss.
Hey, I can't read this. It's in Chinese. Look, Molly.
Maybe you forgot to call for your laundry.
That's right, it's Sil. First, a half a dozen Chinese fellas follow me around with dirty looks, and now they send me a note in Chinese.
What?
That's Reddit. How do you expect me to read this stuff?
Maybe that's how come they send me, boss. Maybe it is.
What do you mean, Sylvie?
Well, so I could read it for you, please, ma'am.
Well, for the, you mean to say you can read Chinese, Syl?
Oh, yeah, sir. Yeah, give me it.
Yeah.
It say here, S.C. Johnson and Son, Incorporated, makers of Johnson's Auto Wax.
Oh, never mind the letterhead. Just read the note.
Yes, sir. Well, it say, do not try to escape. You are the one we want. Signed, Poo 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 Doo.
Dear me. Who's Poo 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 Doo?
Oh, here, big man down here, man.
Hey, now listen, Sil. How come you know so much about Chinatown?
Oh, I got it, boss. I just got it, is all.
Why?
On account of I am the mayor of Chinatown, boss. Go on, listen.
Dear.
Another mayor of Chinatown.
Let's get out of this place, McGee.
No, sir. They can't bluff me, Molly. Besides, they says I couldn't escape.
Escape from what?
Search me. I must have done something wrong. Must have hurt their feelings. I better look up this here, Poop Poopy Doop, and bury the hatchet.
You look him up and he'll do that, no doubt.
You ain't making me feel any better.
Oh, pardon me again, but are we going to stand here all day?
Oh, excuse me, ma'am.
We want to see those opium dens.
Well, all right. It's right through this door. We'll go ahead and show you the way. Come on, Molly. All right. Right this way, folks. Hey, who shut that door on us?
How should I know? Open it up, McGee.
Huh, I can't. It's locked. Hey, who do you suppose somebody... Who done that? Them hatchet men?
Looks like they're cooking up a new Chinese dish.
What do you mean?
Soon chop McGee.
Oh, this ain't no time to be funny, Molly. Hey, open up that door. Open that door, somebody. Oh, what a bunch of dopes.
Well, what'd you expect in an opium den?
They must be some other door out of here. Hey, Molly. Look. Look, Molly.
Hi, bing, bing, pong. Voila, toy. How?
Look, Molly. They all got hatchets.
Just some gay young blades, McGee. Who are you and what do you want?
Well, that's all that plays. You're no make a fuss. We're no choppy choppy.
Hey, what are you going to do with us?
You follow me, please. No flying toy, skim high, move. Oh.
This is a fine mess you got us into, McGee.
Quiet.
Choy, bing, ding, fong, mala, choy, ow! You're like you're making one last word, maybe, before ceremony?
Heavenly days, one last word.
Before what ceremony?
You pay penalty for say too much Chinatown.
Oh, sure.
Kneel down, please.
Oh.
Put in necky on block.
Oh, heavenly days.
Shall I die fighting, Molly?
You're not fighting. You're fighting, make a hard worker ceremony. Kneel down, please.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Tell him I died with my boots on, Molly.
I will, McGee. My, I'm glad I just had your black suit pressed.
If we hung her, would I be quick, quick, bring her, may I, sing to her, hey, chop, chop.
Don't touch McGee with that hatchet, you big Lugan.
Woman, keep very quiet. Meet only same face, maybe.
Quiet, Molly. It won't do no good. There's too many of them.
Very wise man. Ceremony, go on, please. Long slip, sing, move it. Sing, flu, bong, boo.
Boo!
Now get up, please.
Huh? You mean I... You ain't gonna...
Ceremony all over now. Congratulations.
Congratulations for what?
What was the ceremony?
Very big occasion. Mickey, you, Mayor, Chinatown.
Oh.
Now, before Ted Weems and his old gray mayors play their next number, let me say a word now to the women who are listening to this program. First, if there's a car in your family, see that somebody gets a free can of wax and gives the car a beauty treatment. Second, if you're not already using Glowcoat on your linoleum and wood floors, try this labor-saving floor polish this week. Glowcoat, you know, makes floors of all kinds beautiful without any work of rubbing or polishing. You simply spread it over the surface and let it dry. In 20 minutes, you have gleaming floors that brighten up your whole house. Glowcoat will save you hours of housework this summer. And by the way, don't accept substitutes. There are many on the market, but there is only one Glowcoat, made by the makers of Johnson's Wax and used in more than 1 million homes. Look for the attractive yellow can with the lettering Johnson's Glowcoat, GLO-COAT. And remember, you save as much as 1/3 of the cost by ordering Glowcoat in the larger sizes.
I see where the Senator Zionchek has busted loose again.
Who?
Senator Zionchek.
It ain't Senator, Molly. It's Representative.
Yes, I'm afraid it is.
Good night.
Good night, all.
The program is the first one on our new schedule of stations. There's been no change of time, but a number of new stations have been added. Tune in every Monday night over this same station at this same hour for Fibber McGee and Molly. Among the selections heard on this program was Where There's You, There's Me from The Two of Us. Harlow Wilcox speaking. This is the National Broadcasting Company.